All right. Welcome to another episode of The Man With Bands. This is a Man With Bands special. This is a J Band Arena exclusive, aka J Band. I'm going to come at you with a live action DraftKings lineup, some like little values that I believe that are values, some smash plays, etc. So if you're on DraftKings, you could use this with FanDuel, whatever you would like. But I'm just going to build a lineup off of some things that I see. And I just kind of like talk through my lineup as I build it. Usually we'll definitely look at beforehand. We'll look more deeply into injuries, key players, really key defensive players. Because if you're someone who gets your news off of DraftKings, as in when you go to pick the players, you kind of watch, you click on their profile and it tells you, they might step up because so-and-so is hurt, etc. But you don't think of, people don't dive deep into the defense. Because if you got a star cornerback, a key player safety that is out, the coach on the other side of the offensive ball, they're going to target that area of the field. So anyway, I'm no pro, but here we go. There's some top players that I think are going to... I'm going to just shoot out some players that I think are pretty key. First off, that man Jordan, best name in the world. Jordan Love, everybody. Give it up. So we got Jordan Love here. He's going against the Jags. Jordan, the reason why I like Love is because, like, bro, he could be dropping at any point, just be dropping at least 3 TDs. He has 2 games with 4 TDs this year and 1 with 3. And this man missed week 2 and 3 for a total of 15 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. Not too bad. He's facing a very vulnerable defense on the secondary. The Jags have been stinking it up this year. They're 31st place. 31st place, y'all. 273 passing yards per game they're giving up. And I mean, Jordan Love, he's got so many weapons, so you got to think about that. So he's up there with me, and I'm not saying this because I'm a Broncos fan. Next up, we got Bo Nix. Sorry there, you heard. I had to throw that one out there. On DraftKings, we're kind of attacking the Panthers. It just is what it is. They're 25th in the league at allowing passing yards per game, 32nd in rushing, 32nd in points per game. I mean, you know what I'm saying? 30th and giving up yards per game. So, motions aside, it just is what it is. And the reason why I say Bo Nix is kind of like a dark horse for me, a dark Bronco. The man hasn't shown any impressive ability to be bombing it and throwing touchdowns. I mean, like last game, we faced the Saints and they've been how they are. He got 164 yards, no touchdowns or interceptions. But here's where the upside comes. 10 times he rushed for 75 yards. And that man's scored a few running touchdowns, matter of fact, throughout the season. Three total. So, I mean, he has that rushing up ability. He's no Lamar Jackson, but he can get it in the end zone. So, we're going to be looking at some of him. If you're looking to, like, have some superstars and you want to go cheap, you can go Baker Mayfield, and truthfully, any stack him with any of his wide receivers. I'll get to them in a minute, but super cheap as far as value goes. And Trevor Lawrence as well on the other side, just because I feel like if the Jags defense is giving up quite a bit of points to Love, Lawrence is going to have to throw it. So we're going to look into that a little bit. And then, there's obviously other quarterbacks that would be good, but you got to think about what the projections of who's going to be owned and whatnot. I actually do have one more, Tua. Who would have knew it would be Tua? But that man's coming back from a concussion. I hope this man does not get sacked tomorrow on Sunday because he just might. I'm not even going to put it out there. Y'all know what could happen. That man, too young to retire forcefully. But anyway, the Miami Dolphins have been sorry. Their offense has been sorry as hell. Achan, Raheem Mostert could not really get the run game going too much at all this season because they could just easily stack the box because there's no respect for the QBs in place. They don't respect them. Tua, whatever your opinion on it is for him, the offense is more efficient. I don't think he was arguing with that. So, you know, there you go. Waddle stacks with Hill. Hill does have an ankle injury, but I'll kind of touch on that. But yeah, I'd say that's my solid go-tos as far as some QBs. Obviously, some other values. These are just my top one-offs off the dome real quick. And then let's check out these running backs. Again, as we said, got to attack the Panthers. Run defense. We got my man Javonte Williams. He's been getting a little more into the game, I would say. They're getting him a little more involved. Just 14 times for 88 yards. And first time in his season that he scored, in his career, that he scored 2 touchdowns in 1 game. This was last week against the Saints, which, I mean, the game script was going in his favor because it was 33-10, the end score. So we were up quite a bit. So, you know, you're all there. But he did get 3 targets, which is huge when you're talking about putting in for a running back, because 1 catch is 1 point. That's 10 yards rushing. So it's just like, you know, anything after that's a bonus. So, yeah, you just got to think about that too. So, yeah, Javonte Williams, I think he's going to be pretty high on this week. And you know, like how we talked about efficiency with the Dolphins, Achane, really, you could probably save a little more and pick Raheem Mostert, but I think Achane is in play just because they're going to have to respect that pass game a little more, so there's going to be no stacking the box. I think it was last season that fucking Achane put up like 200 rushing yards against my Broncos, and our defense turned out to not even be that bad. So, yeah, I think he's in play. I got to respect it, but I also have PTSD from that, man. But then, let's see, we got a positive game script looking out for the Chiefs. Fuck those motherfuckers. But, fuck them, but you got to respect it. Just because Kareem Hunt's been taking the lead with Isaiah Pacheco gone, Kareem Hunt's been that man. And I think they're projected, I want to say it's like 9 points over. So you got to think they're at positive game script for the run game. They're going to tote him the rock. He hit it 22 attempts last week against San Fran. So, I mean, he didn't. You know, he got 2 touchdowns. So, yeah, you know, if he's going to do that against San Fran, they're going to smoke the Raiders. If that's a shootout, I'd be shocked. But, yeah, dude, they're going to pound the rock after they get up, like, 20 points or whatever it's going to be. My bad, Raider fans. I don't want to say that, but I'm speaking realistically here. Next up, something that I was looking at was, let's see. We got Breece Hall going against the Patriots. They're 21st allowing rushing yards, 136 yards per game. So not only that, but we talk about how I say catching backs, the safety valves of the running backs. I mean, bro, like Hall, this man gets more thrown attempts. He has more targets than most wide receivers at this point, a lot. He has 43 targets just in the 7 weeks they've been playing. The man has just really 1 touchdown, honestly, but 307 receiving yards and 348 rushing yards. And then now that the Jets have Davante Adams, I don't think anybody really knows what's going on with that man Aaron Rodgers, but now that they have another weapon, you got to focus on the pass game a little more. So those checkdowns, I think, are still viable because they've been there pretty much since week 1. The lowest attempts Breece Hall has actually got, as far as like actual attempts thrown to him, the lowest is 4. Okay, that's a solid floor for running backs as far as catches. And then that man just goes off at any point. It'd be a good come up for everybody, I would say. Another running back. Against the New Orleans Saints, they got Desmond Ridder up at quarterback, so that man is a turnover machine. If anything, 4 on down. I don't have faith in that man, nor do I think the Saints fans have faith in that man. They're going home. They're at home against they're not at home. They're going to the Chargers. They're going to California. So there you go. J.K. Dobbins. I think that man is also in play. He gets a few targets, but the first 2 games of the season, they put up over 100 yards, so I'm looking for that to come back. He put up 96 yards against the Denver Broncos, which we've been pretty solid overall. But yeah, the Saints run yards allowed per game. They're ranked 30th, so I think having a backup quarterback, he's going to have more chances to have attempts. So yeah, I think that's something to consider here. And of course, you got the superstars like Joe Mixon, touchdown machine, I believe. But if you want to pay up to that, that's a personal issue. That's between you and Jesus. $7,700 for Joe Mixon. The King, Derrick Henry, that dude's another positive game script. They got Jameis Winston starting in Cleveland. They're in Cleveland. So, who knows? He could shock us off. That man might just eat the W and just be bombing it down the field the entire game. And it might be a shootout. Who knows? But Derrick Henry, always in play. But $8,100 comes at a price tag. Okay? So, yeah, just something to think about. Let's see. Then we're going to talk about stacking some of those quarterbacks. How I say, Bo Nix, he doesn't really, you know, hasn't really impressed anybody, I don't think, by the throwing it. But it's that dual threat of why you could pick him up. And at a cheaper price tag, it's viable. You could save some cap space. But in the millionaire makers, if you check out the statistics, the highest rated people of getting that million are is a very efficient quarterback play stacked with two pass catchers and a comeback, meaning two pass catchers and on the other side bring in a comeback player, which if it's a shootout, it's probably going to be a wide receiver in instances, tight ends, if they're that game-making tight end. So that's what I'm going to kind of look at. Bo Nix, Sutton recorded, or Cortland Sutton recorded zero catches last game. I don't believe he was even targeted. So, yeah, kind of iffy. You know, Franklin, that's his man from Oregon. He's Troy Franklin, everybody. He's kind of getting more involved in the past game, but you know, even as a Denver fan, I can't say that I got 100% confidence in that pass game. So I would see if you could do Bo Nix as a one-off. And I think that would be fine, honestly. You got Jordan Love. You got Reed, Doubts, Watson, Wicks. I mean, he has so many weapons, and that could be the plus side to stacking if you pick the two pass catchers that go off. But at the same time, it's dangerous in the betting world because they're two pass catchers that you can spread the ball around. I'm going to dive more into that. Waddle and Hill, of course, duo threat. They could both easily cap off over 100. But then you're going to have people off of that just because they don't know if that man's going to stay in the game. I'm talking about Tua. So, but in any of the case, Waddle is only $5,400 on DraftKings. So that would be a sick value with a crazy amount of upside. They talked about Mayfield, any one of his pass catchers. They're all below 4K because Godwin is out for the season. Evans is out until further notice. I believe it's a couple weeks. But he's got Sterling, Shepard, McMillan, and Palmer, the rookie Palmer, the speedster. See, that man's the fastest man on Madden. Or Lake's the fastest man on Tampa Bay. Crazy. 95 overall. So, yeah, you could take your pick with any of those, and who knows. And the same thing with Trevor Lawrence. Just if you want to bring back, if you're going to stack with Love, have a bring back with, you know, Kirk or Gabriel Davis or even Ingram. See, he's pretty solid. So, yeah, Ingram's on my tight end list along with Auden just because from Tampa Bay, just because their two stars are out. So maybe he'll get some, but maybe they'll play safe and they'll keep him as a blocker. Iffy, but that's what the gambling world's all about, baby. David Njoku, everybody knows. Coop went to the Bills. So now you got Jerry Jeudy out there. And so, yeah, David Njoku drawing, I believe it was 10 targets last game. So, yeah, he could definitely be a threat. Just something to look into a little more. But and, the defense, I don't know. You know, you take your pick. There's those one-offs that just go off and win you the game. And then there's those stud defenses that you just know have a sorry matchup. So I'll be looking at the Broncos just because we'll have Patrick Surtain back. And we've been solid. We're playing Bryce Young. So, yeah, I don't need to hound on that. I think y'all know what's up. The Bears, just in case, the Bears defense, just because I could see that Jaden Daniels, he's questionable with a rib injury. So, you know, if he's out, huge chance that the Bears defense goes into play, just because, you know, that's what you do against the backups, especially when it's Marcus Mariota. Man has a lot of experience, but, you know, it is what it is. Los Angeles Chargers, we already talked about. I have no faith in Ridder. That man is a turnover machine. So, yeah, you know, I just think he's going to get shook playing at home. With being in the Los Angeles Chargers home, not liking that matchup. But anyway, I'm going to dive in here, check out this quarterback. I'm going to start off with quarterback. If I was to really go for it, and I would say my lock-in players, like, absolutely smash it, like, you have to. So that's what I'm going to go for. My have-to plays right here. I'm going to start off with running back. I'm going to go with Breece Hall. The Jets are projected to be ahead quite a bit, and like I said, that pass-catching ability is just kind of hard to really look away from. So although he comes at a price tag, I'm going to smash that in there. With Breece Hall at 7,300. Dobbins, 6,900. That's a positive game script. Yet again, I can't turn that down. Now, this is where I'm kind of torn between Hunt, Williams, and Achane. Honestly, like, any of those could go off. But again, just because the positive game script towards, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for attempts, not even so much efficiency, but the chance to be efficient. So as much as I hate it, you got to take your emotions out of it sometimes, especially when building lineups. So we're gonna go Kareem Hunt on this one, just because I think the Chiefs are gonna absolutely smoke the Raiders. So again, this is all based on game script. If I need to, as I build it up, if there's another player I want to grab, I'll probably replace Dobbins or Hall for Williams, just because it drops. I'll save anywhere from 9 to 1,200 on my salary. So, yeah, we're going to go like that. I'm just going to fill in tight end, just because when I was looking at this, I just kind of know who I wanted to go to. David Njoku's 51, but for $100 cheaper, you got Ingram, and I believe he could be even more efficient, because I believe that Jags and Green Bay is going to be a shootout game. But like I said, Njoku, he's going to be more of a weapon. But yeah, I'm just going to go with the gamble here. I'm just going to plug in Ingram right there for $5K. And just to get the defense out the way, Broncos 3,700, Bears. It's kind of unknown. If Daniels is going to play, that'd be a scary pick to play against him, because he's got that dual threat on him. Just running. So I'm just going to go with the Chargers at 3,300, meet in the middle. Again, I'll adjust that down if I really need to. Now it's that quarterback, baby. Love. I got 5,300 left on my cap space, so I'm going to have to find some value somewhere in here, or trade down, as I said. Just off the rip, I'm going to plug in a smash play for me, like a must play for a lineup. Hill is questionable with the foot injury. Coach says he's pretty sure he's going to make it. But just because of the smash play, he's coming back, and he's so cheap, I'm going to plug in Waddle at 5,400, just because, why not? Plus, I think he's going to be high-owned. It'll save a little cap space. So it brought me down to 52, even being cheap. So before I even pick a quarterback, let's see. I'm going to look at Green Bay's players. Dobbs is 57, so I could just easily go off of that. 57. That leaves me with $5,000. I'm not going to be able to do too much with that. My running backs are pretty expensive. But I'm going to just hit and plug in this. I'm going to go down to... This will be one of those Hail Marys for me, just because I want to save on cap space, and I just kind of want to see what's up. Call me crazy. I'm going to look at the Cleveland. Judy's wide receiver one, more two, then you got... Yeah, so check this out. Wide receiver three for Cleveland is Cedric Tillman. He got 12 targets and 8 catches last game against the Bengals. That's really the only game he even came close to going off of. So I'm going to plug Tillman in at 3,300 to save me, and that bounces me all up to 6,800. So great value pick, 6,800 to play with. That takes me out of the range to Love, which I was really loving that. But I don't know. I don't know if I want to trade down. We got Tua at 61. If I really wanted to be crazy, I could go Bo Nix. But just because I'm a gambling man, I'm going to go Tua. And that leaves me 700 left. But what is a Tua without a Hill? Hill's 7,000. But he's injured. I could get rid of Kareem Hunt and go Hill. Bring me a zero. I could get rid of either one of my running backs and go Hill. Man, that's a tough one. That's a very, very tough one. Because, I mean, being injured is just kind of hard to say. But at the same time, everybody's going to be on Hill's nuts. So his ownership's going to be off the chain. Ooh. Man, that's a very tough one. I'm probably going to regret it. But I think I'm just going to lock in right there. And, I mean, I didn't double stack or bring back. I don't really believe in Arizona's offense right now. Not any one player specifically right now. Just because wide receiver one's going to get double teamed. So any secondary players, anything like that. So I wouldn't call this a traditionally winning looking lineup. I mean, you got some stars in here, obviously, but yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to lock that in just because it doesn't look like one. So I think the ownership per player is going to be kind of wonky. So I don't know. And at the end of the day, that's what could win me the game, is just if these individual players go off. Really, the only real, like, iffy one is Tillman. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take out the Chargers defense with that extra 700 I have. I'm going to plug in the Denver Broncos defense, and they'll leave me with the remainder of $300. So here we have it. I'm just going to shout this out. We got Tua at quarterback. My two running backs plus my flex. I chose all running backs this three to fill in my flex. So I got three running backs. I got J.K. Dobbins against the Vikings, Breece Hall versus the Patriots, Kareem Hunt versus the Raiders. For my wide receivers, Dobbs for Green Bay. I think it's going to be a shootout. Tillman, my kind of Hail Mary one pick. Wide receiver three for the Cleveland Browns. We got Jaylen Waddle, wide receiver two against Arizona. And then Evan Ingram as my tight end, Denver Broncos as my defense. And that's what we're going to go ahead and plug in right there. I hope y'all have a great day and good luck tomorrow, whether you somewhat copy or modify this playlist. This is all just good vibes. I might just keep this coming in. But either way, good luck, fellas. Hopefully one of those players I named off actually hits for y'all. And you'll make it big so you could be part of the Mans with Bands tribe. This is Jay Brazy, Jay Bands, and I'll report to y'all tomorrow. Y'all have to take care. Peace.